This is GQDN for Thursday, April 2nd, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. And go get Quest worthy while you're at it. By patreon.com/groupquest. Good stuff, good stuff, good stuff right there. Do it. Lots of content. And by stackup.org. Great community. Excellent, excellent stuff. In today's news, there's a game coming to the PlayStation Store. Xbox Fan Fest as well. And we got some indie news as well, too. You know, as well. But it, words are words. But these are races. You know, we got to race the world first. We got to put that first. Because here are now your top five, with maybe a couple of honorable mentions. All of these are now 7 out of 9. And these are 2 raids combined. Okay? I'm going to throw in Ethical as an honorable mention because they're 7 out of 9. They're a U.S.-based guild. Same as Instant Dollars. But they're just outside of the top five via Raider.io. At number 5 is Fat Shark Yes. They're 7 out of 9. The top 4 right now is on Bilirin, Child of Alar. At number 4 is Honestly. They are at 98%. And this is up 5 hours ago. The recording right now is at 1:40 p.m. Eastern Time. Team Method right now is at 44%. Team Liquid is at 43%. Right now, Team Echo, right now, is at 19.6%. This is a 2-boss raid, which is why they're combining the two. But everybody's combining the two. And right now, they're killing it. Well done to everybody involved. But now we go to a Trojan horse. Because via Eurogamer.net, Nexon has called the Ark Raiders a Trojan horse for proving a controversial AI tool that can build the AI with smaller teams. And that's the Ark Raiders developer Embark, because they were talking about the use of AI-generated voices in their game. And the company owner, Nexon, now has big plans for the use of AI. So the Nexon president, CEO, Jungyoung Lee, was talking in a financial presentation that was held on March 31st. Quote, "Beyond the breakaway commercial success, Ark Raiders is a Trojan horse, a gift that contains a shift in the mindset about how technology frees developers and live service teams to spend more time thinking and less time typing, more time innovating, less time writing code," end quote. Now, Ark Raiders was criticized for featuring some AI-generated voice lines instead of having voice actors use those voice lines. And that's a decision that Embark did walk back by having the actors record some of them. But that wasn't the only way that AI tools were used in development of the game, because they did admit that during the development process, they used some AI tools to assist the developers with content creation. In fact, Nexon did use AI tools for some time, and they were moving past the tool level to apply some context to what they do. Further quote, "It changes how people work, the tools they use, how fast they can move, what they can accomplish. But what goes into our games, the creative content our players actually experience, that remains the work of our developers. Our methodology doesn't replace creative people. It frees them to create with context. Today, our best people spend more time making creative decisions, decisions guided by context, context based by billions of players' decisions, context that precious few companies can match. They're changing their ways, but we now go to the chips that did make or help to make that AI. Because according to PC Gamer, a Minecraft creator, Notch, was talking about the DLSS and how it doesn't make any sense to them. And Notch did go to X to complain about it. Now, we spoke about DLSS there before and what's going on with the chips. But like I said, Notch did go to X and said, quote, DLSS fundamentally makes no sense because the graphics card is too slow to run the game at reasonable speeds. You see, the same hardware to run a neural network to generate frames in between the existing ones. Now, PC Gamer did say that they might have been talking about the frame generation, which is one aspect of the DLSS. But there were some replies to Notch. Noel responded, quote, it's not the same hardware. It's the hardware specialized and optimized to run neural networks, end quote. Maski Kurisu replied, quote, you're putting the load on another section of the pipeline, which leads to better related performance, end quote. Piper said, quote, anti-aliasing fundamentally makes no sense because the graphics card is too slow to run the game at reasonable speeds. You see, the same hardware to run an algorithm to generate good looking frames out of the existing ones. Now, NVIDIA's president of applied deep learning research, Brian Cannizzaro, was talking back in 2023. Quote, Moore's law is dead. We don't know a civilization how to keep turning the crank on traditional ways of doing things. We have to be smarter. You fundamentally realize you have to be more intelligent about the graphics rendering process. Brute force, let's re-render every frame 120 times a second at 2160p output. That is wasteful because we know that there are a lot of correlations in the output of rendering process. We know that there are a lot of opportunities to be smarter, to reuse compute, and then deliver transformational image quality benefits. Things like Cyberpunk that could never have imagined doing there or doing before. Everything in the blue box is what GPU has to do to render one frame. Everything after that is what the GPU has to do, interpolate one additional frame with AI, end quote. Now that might not be a warning, but according to PC Games N, Path of Exile might be a warning. See, they're talking about the real money trading. And recently a viewer, a Path of Exile creator, Cizoran, it's a new warning message that they have received saying that their account, quote, had been detected trading in-game items for progress for real money, end quote. And according to Cizoran, the viewer did swear that he was innocent, but he was only slapped with a warning. And Grindy Gear Games is now putting more effort in trying to detect the real money transactions, and they would like to ban people. PC Gamer says it's a good thing that the developer publisher has an algorithm locked in. Here's what the warning said. Quote, we take real money training very seriously because it damages Path of Exile's economy and undermines the fairness of the game. It's not fair to others or to other players who earn their progress by playing the game properly. End quote. Now, Path of Exile does require hundreds to thousands of hours of playtime to get the best loot that it offers, and some of the other games does have that problem, according to PC Games N. Now, some people thought that it was some April Fool's joke given the date, but PC Games N said that it does look like the game is hunting down those traitors. Not traitors, traders. But that is an indie game, right? So what if there was a subscription service for just indie games? Engadget.com did say that indie.io is indeed launching, and it launches on April 13th, which right now has 70 games on that date, and there'll be more coming, and it just costs $8. Compare that to Game Pass, is what they did, because Game Pass costs $30 a month, and the subscription platforms, well, Engadget said they're only good as their libraries. But this service does have some titles like Echoes of the Plum Grove, Air Hairs, and Dark Deity. But it also promises an evolving catalog, because Indie.io does publish different stuff. Now, Indie Pass is just for PC, but they're not going to prevent these games to send their content to other platforms, such as Nintendo, Xbox, PlayStation, and Steam. And speaking of Steam, PC Games N said that the Steam homepage may be getting a bit easier to navigate. So in its April 1st blog post, yeah, we know it's April Fool's Day, Valve did state that the aim of Steam could redesign to, quote, make it even easier for you to find new games by displaying more content and information, end quote. Because it could be displaying some higher resolution game art and what's coming for Steam this year. Steam Machine, Steam VR, all that stuff. Because they did say that their, quote, goal of this visual refresh is to strike a balance between providing more consistency in UI elements while allowing unique nature of each section to show through. Looks good, I think. We'll see what happens. But will this game be coming to Steam? Yes, it is. Once again, back to PC Games N, because Resident Evil 2 is finally coming to Steam. They put the original Resident Evil trilogy on Steam. So yes, that is coming to Steam. Now, GOG had it on their platform, but GOG gave the green light to put it up on Steam. And all three Resident Evil games has an introductory 50% discount, which means you can get them for $5 each. Resident Evil, the original trilogy, goes to Steam. If you like going places, the Xbox Fan Fest. Yeah, the tour could be coming close to you. Could be. Because they did announce their dates on the Xbox Wire. Mm-hmm. So, in addition to June's Los Angeles Fan Fest, they said that throughout the year, they'll bring the party to Cologne, Germany, London, UK, Mexico City, Seattle, and Sydney, Australia, Tokyo, Japan, and Toronto, Canada. With even more locations to be announced soon, that will include some in-person experiences that does bring the worlds of Xbox to life. And the FanFest will be a unique experience in the location to where it is held. Now, if you want to know, it'll be on the FanFest website, and we'll see what happens. You know, BlizzCon's this year. I wonder if they'll include FanFest in that. I'm just thinking out loud. And yeah, this one makes me want to scream. Little Nightmares 2 Enhanced Edition will be coming to Switch 2 via NintendoEverything.com. So if you want a good side-scroller, a little bit of scare to it, that one may be for you. It'll be coming May 29th. Go take a look at it. But if you want something on your PlayStation right now, you can go check out Darwin's Paradox. PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that Darwin's Paradox is now available to purchase today. Konami's got the publisher. It was developed by ZDT Studio, and we've seen it on YouTube via the PlayStation State of Play and maybe at the Game Awards. And it's Konami. Tomorrow, we'll be back up. We'll give you an update to what's going on in the race to world first, because this has been a Dawn Forge production. 2026, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.